Grace, peace, and mercy be yours through the Word made flesh, the Son of David, the Son of Mary, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. A very blessed Christmas to you. I pray that this year's celebration draws you closer to the God who so loved you and so loved the world that He gave us His Son to be born of a virgin, to be with us as Emmanuel, to suffer and die for us as the Savior, to rise again for us to be the resurrection and the life. The text for our message this morning is the reading we heard from Isaiah chapter 52, especially that very last verse, verse 10. The Lord has bared His holy arm in the sight of all the nations, that all the ends of the earth may see the salvation of our God. In the verses prior, we hear that God's people are being oppressed by their enemies. These enemies live by the motto that might is right, and they have no respect for Israel's God. And God finally says, enough, it's time, I'm coming to the rescue. The Lord God enters on the scene. The watchmen see and run to proclaim the good news, and God says, it's time to get to business. The Lord has bared His holy arm in the sight of all the nations, that all the ends of the earth may see the salvation of our God. God rolling up His sleeves. God preparing to get dirty, preparing to get intimately involved with the mess of His people. God preparing to come to the rescue. That's the reason we celebrate today. We celebrate that God has come to be our rescuer, to be our warrior king. The Old Testament people of Israel had seen their warrior king at work throughout their history. In fact, that was the reason that they were a nation, because God, the warrior king, had come to their rescue, had fought on their behalf, and had freed them from the Egyptians with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Perhaps it was those events that Mary was recalling when she sang that song, the Magnificat, at the house of Zechariah and Elizabeth. She says in Luke 1:51, He has performed mighty deeds with His arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. And yet, as we consider the Christmas story one more time, this moment when God bares His arm to work His greatest feat of strength to save us, perhaps you, like I, am struck and am forced to admit that God challenges our idea of what strength actually is. And it's a welcome and necessary challenge to our way of thinking, because ever since the garden, people have done a pretty lousy job of understanding what true strength actually is. We've confused strength for power, the power to call the shots, the power to live life as I see fit. Eat the fruit, you'll be like God, the serpent said. Adam and Eve and you and I buy into the lie that might is right. We see the fruit of that infected thinking on a large scale when we consider perhaps the dictators of human history, people like Adolf Hitler and others. But we are not immune to that way of thinking ourselves. On a smaller scale, we become guilty of exerting our will on the people around us. For those of you with a more perhaps aggressive, bolder personality, it might look like full-on attacks, husbands and wives attacking and going after each other, fathers and mothers exasperating their parents, children bullying and seeking to get their own way. For those of us with a less demonstrative personality, it might look like passive-aggressive behavior, treating one another all right with our words, and yet with our actions seeking to manipulate the situation so that we can have our own way. Either way, the same sin lives. The sin that suggests that if things would just go my way, all would be well. And then God's love is held up to us like a mirror. And it reveals that our greatest enemy, the greatest threat to our life with Him, life as He had intended, is staring at us back in the mirror. Yes, temptations and dangers do come to us from the outside. Yes, the devil is real, and yes, he attacks us. And yet the thing that responds to those temptations, to those sneak attacks by the devil, is our sick, twisted, too often power-tripping hearts. The message of Christmas is that God loves us far too much to leave us to our own devices. God will not stand aside and allow us to simply destroy ourselves and be separated from Him and one another forever. He rolls up His sleeves, and He comes to show us and all the world what real strength looks like. And what a strange display it is. The voice which spoke the universe into existence now cries to be held and fed and changed by a mommy and a daddy. The one who from eternity has been robed in glorious light, majesty, and power is now wrapped in swaddling clothes to be kept warm in the evening air. The arms which worked to deliver Israel from the hands of the Egyptians and from its other enemies throughout the history of God's people in the Old Testament now become small, uncoordinated, joining little hands and legs and feet and eyes and a mouth and a nose to reveal to us Emmanuel, God in the form of a baby. And God would reveal to us through Isaiah another name for this child, the symbol of His strength. He would also be known as the servant. Hear these words from the scriptures from Isaiah chapter 52 and following, which appear just a few verses after the end of our Christmas reading this morning. Verses that show us how God will bear His holy arm to save us. Starting at 52 verse 13, see, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at Him, His appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any human being, and His form marred beyond human likeness. So will He sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouths because of Him. For what they were not told, they will see, and what they have not heard, they will understand. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed, that arm that has been bared to do the work of saving us? He grew up before Him like a tender shoot, like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to Him, nothing in His appearance that we should desire Him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, He was despised, and we held Him in low esteem. Surely He took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered Him punished by God, stricken by Him and afflicted. But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on Him, and by His wounds we are healed. A story that begins at Christmas finds its completion at a cross, where God will go and bear His holy arms and stretch them out to save us. And in dying, He will win for us the greatest victory ever, defeating through the power of His love our enemy Satan on the outside and sin which tyrannizes us on the inside. His risen, nail-scarred hands extend toward us as His hands wash us clean in the waters of holy baptism and make us His own. One day, those same hands and those arms, now glorified, will wrap around us and embrace as He welcomes us into the resurrection life in a new creation where He is honored as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we share in His reign. We hear from Isaiah 52, the Lord has bared His holy arm in the sight of all the nations, that all the ends of the earth may see the salvation of our God. Today we say all praise to Emmanuel, King Jesus, Son of Mary and Savior of the world, who saved us with mighty hands and outstretched arms. Amen.